do a little prep work here for the kids program here. Praise the Lord. You guys have a good week? Really? Well, praise the Lord for that. I had a good week too. It was really cold. Really cold working outside there. The wind was really cold. It was just an interesting week. Yeah, praise the Lord. You guys probably don't want to hear this, but I got asked to do devotions today. I got asked to do it extra long. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought too. So, okay. You really want me to go really far, huh? Is it okay? So, I do devotions, and then I think I'm going to read a little bit to you. I got a little something I want to read to you. I think you'll enjoy it. Hopefully, the kids will enjoy it. But the reason we do communion, we look at our Lord and Savior. He says, look to death till he comes. And that's what the communion is all about. Now, I went over that a couple weeks ago. That's what communion is all about. And looking at the week, and I got to go see my new grandbaby this week, which is really cool. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool. I have to find out I still got it. I still put her to sleep. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I got it, you know? You know, praise the Lord. That was neat. But just thinking about that and all that, we're coming up to Christmas season when Christ was born. The God of all creation, the God that created everything that is, was born as a baby. Isn't that something? He came to this earth as a baby. And in Colossians, I was reading, looking at some things. There's some stuff here. It says, you were dead in trespasses in the uncircumcision of your flesh. God brought to life together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note that was just legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us. This note, with its regulation, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of his way, nailing it to his cross. Every sin you ever committed, every sin you ever will commit, Christ nailed it to his cross. You're forgiven. Verse 15 says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were arranged against us and made a bold and public display, an example of them, triumphing over them in him and in the cross. Wow. We're looking, we're expecting, we're excited for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't we? I'm excited to just celebrate that. Isn't that cool? We know the reason he came, don't we? We know the reason he came. He came down that cross to take away our sins. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we humbly come before your throne. We just look to you, Father. This is an awesome time of year. It's an exciting time of year. This is a time of year that we can enjoy family, friends, relations. We can get together with people, Father. We can enjoy this time. This time is all about celebrating your birth. It's your birthday. And Father, we're going to celebrate that. We're going to praise you for it, because it had to start there. We just praise you and thank you, Father. Father, as we come around the table, your table, the bread and the cup, we're going to hold them together, Father, and take them as a family, but we're going to remember we are signifying your death till you come. We're proclaiming your death till you come. Father, we praise you and thank you. Father, in your precious and holy and wonderful name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says, Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, the night when he was treacherously delivered up, while his betrayal was in progress, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance.'" Similarly, when supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, to call me affectionately to remembrance. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death till he comes again." Amen. Well, to make this a little longer, I wanted to read you something. We are going to be talking about the birth of Christ. I got a Jesus storybook Bible, and this is for the grandkids. I read a little out of this. It's kind of cool. But in Luke chapter 2, it says, "In those days it occurred that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered. This was the first enrollment was made when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all the people were going down to be registered, each to his own city or town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was about to become a mother. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver. She gave birth to her son, her firstborn, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room or place for them. That same night, in amongst the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. Of all the stars in the dark vaulted heavens, this one shone clear. It blazed in the night and made the other stars look pale beside it. God put it there when his baby son was born to be like a spotlight, shining on him, lighting up the darkness, showing people the way to him. See, God was like a new daddy. He couldn't keep the good news to himself. He'd been waiting all these long years for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone. So he pulled out all the stops. He sent an angel to tell Mary the good news. He put a special star in the sky to show where his boy was. And now he was going to send a big choir of angels to sing his happy song to the world. He's here. He's come. Go and see him, my little boy. Now, where would you send your splendid choir? To a big concert hall, maybe? Or a palace, perhaps? God sent his to a little hillside outside a little town in the middle of the night. He sent all those angels to sing for a raggedy old bunch of shepherds watching their sheep outside Bethlehem. In those days, remember, people used to laugh at shepherds and say they were smelly and call them other rude names, which I can't possibly mention here. You see, people thought shepherds were nobodies, just scruffy old riffraff. But God must have thought shepherds were very important indeed, because they're the ones he chose to tell the good news to. That night, some shepherds were out in the open fields, warming themselves by a campfire, when suddenly the sheep darted. They were frightened by something. The olive trees rustled. What was that? A wing bee? They turned around. Standing in front of them was a huge warrior of light, blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid of me," the bright shining man said. "I haven't come to hurt you. I have come to bring you happy news for everyone, everywhere. Today, in David's town, in Bethlehem, God's son has been born. You can go and see him. He's sleeping in a manger." Behind the angel, they saw a strange, glowing cloud, except it wasn't a cloud. It was angels, troops and troops of angels armed with light. They were singing a beautiful song. "Glory to God be fame and honor and all our hoorays." Then as quickly as they appeared, the angels left. The shepherds stamped out their fire, left their sheep, raced down the grassy hill, through the gates of Bethlehem, down the narrow cobble streets, through a courtyard, down some steps, past an inn, round the corner, through a hedge, until at last they reached tumbled down the stable. They caught their breath, and quietly they tiptoed inside. They knelt on the dirt floor. They had heard about this promised child, and now he was here. Heaven's son, the maker of the stars, a baby sleeping in his mother's arms. This baby would be like that bright star shining in the sky that night, a light that light up the whole world, chasing away darkness, helping people to see. And the darker the night got, the brighter the star would shine. Praise the Lord. Hope you enjoyed that. My grandkids do. Okay, praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank everybody for allowing the children to participate this year. We had a great 6 weeks, I think, playing and practicing and having a great old time. We did some crafts. We had a kids-giving around Thanksgiving time that they picked the menu that we had. Mr. Caleb cracked me up. He wanted me to bring him smoked ribs. And I'm like, how about we do some pizza rolls instead? So, we've had a great 6 weeks. They worked really hard for me, so I'd like to appreciate them and the parents for letting them be a part of everything. I hope you enjoy our play today. It's called See Is for Christmas, as you can see up there. And it is a cute little story about how Jesus' birth and the Christmas story by using the letters Christmas. So I want you to pay attention and don't get confused, but see if you can figure out the trick, because the kids have a trick in here for you. So I hope you all enjoy it. Ready? All right.
R stands for the root of Jesse. In the Old Testament, prophets foretold the birth of Jesus. The prophets Isaiah wrote that out of the root of Jesse, a branch would grow. This branch would rule the Gentiles and bring light to the darkened world. The letter C stands for Caesar Augustus. In the Gospel of St. Luke, we are told there was a decree from Caesar Augustus that all people had to register for a tax. Each family was to register in the city of their family's origin. Joseph had to go to the city of David, which was Bethlehem. It was also prophesied that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. T stands for travelers. People from near and far traveled to Bethlehem. The roads were crowded with people walking or riding donkeys. Among them were Mary and Joseph. Mary's baby would be born very soon, and the trip was long and tiring.
Please join us singing Joy the World.
Stands for innkeeper. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, it was very crowded and they could not find a place to stay. An innkeeper who had no room left in his inn told Joseph that they could rest in the stable. In that humble place, Jesus was born. Only the animals were there to see this wonderful miracle.
As stands for shepherds, on the hills outside Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their flocks of sheep. The shepherds spent most evenings outside, so they were familiar with the night sky. On this night, the shepherds knew that something unusual was happening. They saw brightness in the sky over Bethlehem, which they had never seen before.
A stands for angels. As the shepherds were looking into the sky, an angel appeared and told them that a Savior had been born in Bethlehem. They would find him lying in a manger. Suddenly the sky was filled with angels singing praise to God.
M stands for manger. The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found the stable. There they found Mary and Joseph and laying in the manger, the newborn baby Jesus wrapped in pieces of cloth.
Now please join us in singing Away in the Manger.
The shepherds told Mary and Joseph all that had happened to them on the hillside outside Bethlehem. They shared in wonder how heavenly angels sang God's praise. Joseph remembered the angels who had appeared to him and told him that Mary would give birth to God's Son, the Savior of the world.
Stands for Holy Night. And so it was that God touched the earth in the form of a tiny child, born of a virgin in a lowly stable on that holy night many years ago. This little baby would become the King of Kings and the Savior of the world, just as the prophets foretold.
Okay, please join us in singing Silent Night.
Before he came a servant to the lost. Though he was Lord of Lords, we celebrate this joyous time reflecting on his birth. Not born in a mansion, but a stable, as if he had no worth. He came so he could identify with the human heart of man and gave his life as a sacrifice, offering a better plan.
A plan that rejoices us back to our loving Father God, bringing hope and redemption from sin, rolling iron rot. For all of this, the only reason that we should celebrate this day, to become focused on anything else would take the meaning away. So let's arise with joy in our hearts and share it all with everyone. The meaning of Christmas will always be the birth of Jesus, God's Son.
When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother set me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day.
We can't have a birthday party without singing Happy Birthday, right? So for our grand finale, we are going to sing Happy Birthday. Matt is going to pray, and then please join us over to have a cupcake to celebrate Jesus' birthday today. So I'd like to thank you, and we're going to sing Happy Birthday.
Father, we humbly come before your throne this morning. Father, we just want to thank you, Father, for these young hearts and young minds, Father, that they can just praise you and we can just focus our attention on you, Father. That's what we're here for, to focus our attention on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to celebrate your coming. We just thank you, Father, for everything that these young kids, the dedication and work that they have done, Father. We just ask that you would be a special blessing upon their hearts and know that you love them. Father, you're precious and you're wonderful. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You can give them a hand. They did great. That was good.